yang belum sampai. Aku sampaikan padamu. Masih
Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. President Prabowo Subianto stated that Indonesia and European Union have reached an agreement on Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, following negotiations that span nearly a decade. This announcement was made during a joint statement with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at European Commission headquarters in Brussels, Belgium on Sunday. The president emphasized that the agreement is expected to accommodate the economic interests of both parties in a reciprocal and mutually beneficial manner. He also noted that the partnership between Indonesia and Europe, considering Indonesia's role as a major part of ASEAN, would contribute meaningfully to global economic and geopolitical stability.
Europe is a leader in science, technology, finance. We have critical resources, so the partnership between Europe and Indonesia, Indonesia also being a large part of ASEAN, I think this will be very, very important contribution to economic and geopolitical stability in the world.
The president also expressed a desire for greater European presence and participation in Indonesia's economy. He hoped that the implementation of this CEPA agreement could be signed as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the European Union has adopted a visa cascade policy for Indonesians applying for Schengen visas. Under the policy, Indonesian nationals making their second visit to EU countries will be eligible for multi-entry Schengen visas. According to von der Leyen, the policy serves as a bridge between the people of Indonesia and the European Union.
This will make it easier to visit, but also to invest, to study, and to connect. In short, we're building a bridge between our societies.
On this occasion, von der Leyen also expressed her appreciation for President Prabowo's visit to Brussels. He expressed hope that the cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union would bring tangible benefits to the people of both sides. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
To belong to something that we're not of. So hard, we get lost sometimes. Can't catch my breath, feel like falling behind. Hope gone, got nowhere to go. My failures echo everywhere I go. Hold on, things can turn around. We rise and fall. Moving on. When you're feeling low, go get up again. It will be alright. Go get up again. When you're feeling low, go get up again. When your life gets hard, just restart. Trying to belong to something that we're not.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits. Ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Jatuh kau wujudkan yang ku Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Cita. Juanita Jemima Cita, better known as Jemima Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separu in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, wow, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri. Berlari dijatuhkan, berucap dipatahkan, terjatuh sendirian seperti tiada teman. Kita yang tak didengar, terlanjak dan kau diam. Kamu tak sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia, to the world. Listener, the president of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, met with the king of Belgium, King Philip, at the Lincoln Palace on Sunday, and he was directly welcomed by King Philip. Reported by RRI.co.id, the two took a picture in one of the main corner of the palace, and then later the president and the king have a closed meeting in the king's working room, and the two apparently exchanges was about the strengthening of bilateral relationship between Indonesia and Belgium, while also discussing strategic issues that is becoming their common concern. After the closed meeting, King Philip then brought the president to the presidential vehicle, and the meeting with King Philip apparently became the final part of the visit of President Prabowo in Belgium.
Dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara kawan camat ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati alungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara kawan camat ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati alungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Kulalui tanah air dan udara, aku kan datang, aku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan cama ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati alungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora.
utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Trimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Wajahmu cerah membuatku tersenyum senang. Indah dunia, tentu saja kita pernah mengalami perbedaan. Kita lalui, tapi aku merasa jatuh terlalu dalam.
Sampai nanti akan selalu bersama.
yang kau katakan, kau akan selalu ada.
Kau akan selalu ada.
Oh, menjaga memeluk diriku dengan cintamu.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Dengan pertama awal aku berjumpa, dengan pertama awal aku berjumpa, seolah-olah hanya impian yang berlalu. Sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya. Pertama awal aku berjumpa, pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa,
seolah-olahnya impian yang berlalu. Sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya.
Hampir aku tak sadar dibuatnya.
Memang kecantikannya dan kelembutan hatinya membuat aku berani menghadapi dunia.
Oh yeah. Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa, pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu ku syukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudahlah kau temani diriku.
In a moment, you'll be listening to a story about Walo Topo Ende. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Istriku.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Walo Topo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Walo Topo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampung. We trace rising path and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampung, we should meet Bernardus Day to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotoko village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
Yang there are pertama, parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are
keturunan.
Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawara or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Day. Although most of Wolotoko villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sau Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Lako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Lako itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Lako ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offering to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sau ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forests, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Keda Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Keda Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Keda Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do tandak and gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
To the world.
Jabatanku kini untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mata. karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa.
Anyway, I'd like to say thank you very much for people joining this program by The Voice of Indonesia. Thank you for listening to all of the things we've provided you, and we wish that you will enjoy all of it. But in a moment, my colleague Ray will be in here with you. I'll be taking my lunch break, and you can tell us how you feel about our program to our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, and also our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. Don't forget to follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram VOI_official, and our YouTube channel, VOI Official. More from Indonesia is still coming up next, so make sure to stay tuned on Edited World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus senyuman kalian.
Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Perret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol perret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol perret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Lucu.